Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, an unexplained voice torments a couple late into the night.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you like our program and you want to get access to all of our bonus episodes, quite literally, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories is included in that as well. Thousands upon thousands of episodes, the bonus episodes, the ebook, the audiobook, video stuff. Check out ghostpodcast.com or our Patreon page, patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all of that. And you can start binging away right now. This airing right here, almost towards the end of October. And a lot of folks finding us for the first time. Good news, in 6 days, the show doesn't end. We don't turn into a pumpkin seed or something and then go away for all year. It's continuing on. 365 days a year we're out there. So be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. What's going on?
That just brought to mind, like, I'm thinking, who else could say that they've done that? Like, they basically take a genre and they just do a podcast all year round about it. And then I thought, well, maybe I could do a Santa podcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the entire year. People could contact me as Santa Claus anytime during the year and I'd have a conversation with them.
That's interesting. I
like
that.
Santa in June, you know?
Yeah. And yeah,
but maybe like cranky Santa, not the one you get around Christmas time, the one that's just kind of ticked off because he's got to do this every damn year.
Real Santa.
There you go. Real Santa Online.
That would be interesting.
You damn little kids, quit calling me.
Stuff like that.
That would be great. And then the people could like have their children call you year round as well.
That's
and
right.
Scare the hell out of them.
And charge them some good money to do it too.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll pretend to be Santa Claus and get your kid to act well, but it's going to be $50 an hour.
You can scar children and make money at the same time.
Oh my God, my dream come true. Why haven't I done this before?
I'm Lester Holt on the next Dateline, the man who wanted to scar children and make money at the same time.
Ironically, it's Santa Claus. And at times in my life, I've had the beard just like Santa. So I'm on my way.
You have. How's it going now?
It's short now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to grow it out for the season because I like to do that.
Sure.
And yeah, it comes and goes.
I've tried doing it. I've never done it as long as you, but I've had times where I've done it longer. And I can't do it. I end up feeling like homeless or something.
Well, the truth of the matter is it does take a lot of energy to keep it kind of tamed.
That's the thing. And that's what I haven't done well. Like I just kind of let it go and I didn't like trim it up, you know, well, I think that's like kind of what I missed doing. And then it was like, you know, I started like coming out of the store and people are like, here's a dollar, sir. I'm like, what's going on? Like, it's okay. It's okay. You go get yourself a little broccoli salad over. Okay, thank you. I thought it was like broccoli salad donation day. Like, oh, they thought I was homeless. So
nice.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for that. All right, let's jump into our first story of the day. And if you have one, 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to the first letter. It says, I'm 21 years old. Have not had much of anything happen to me throughout my life. My family has had a couple of things happen to them and exactly write them off like nothing is going on. Here recently, I've had this thing start happening. When I was in fifth grade, both my grandfathers passed away. I was only close to one of them, and a couple of years later, I could smell my grandfather's hairspray that he would use every single day. It would just be unexpected and quite comforting. That is the easy story that I have. Me and my dad have lived in the house we live in for about 3.5 years. He told me that one day he was all alone and was sitting in the living room that also connected to the kitchen, and all the cabinets and drawers had opened on their own. He was freaked out for a minute and got up and closed them all. A while passes and he's sleeping in his bed and wakes up in the middle of the night and sees a dark figure standing in front of his door. At this point, he gets things to cleanse the house of anything dangerous. Nothing happens for a while. One night his girlfriend is sleeping over and my dad has already gotten up for the morning and left for work. She's still sleeping. Something comes over and starts touching her back and freaks her out. She said nothing to me about it until the night before something strange happened to me. I decided to go to bed a little late that night, knowing I need to be up a little early in the morning for work. I turn the lights off, get into bed like normal, and attempt to go to sleep. At this point, I'm still half awake and conscious enough to still realize what's going on. As I'm lying there, something bends down and whispers, "Check your phone." In a grimacing, broken voice, it was a man's voice, and I could feel his breath on my ear. Of course, it freaked me out, and I sat there for a minute. I could not move or open my eyes because I feared what might have been staring at me when I rolled over. But I did what he said. I rolled over and checked my phone. Nothing was there. Nothing on my phone, and no one was there looking at me. The next night at dinner, I tell my family what happened and was expecting them to tell me that it was nothing and I was just dreaming, but that's not the case. His girlfriend proceeds to tell me what had happened to her. A couple of days go by and I'm spending the night at my boyfriend's house. He got up at around 8 a.m. to let the dog out, and while he was outside, I was still in bed. I'm sitting there and randomly hear a woman say, "Babe," in a small voice. As soon as he comes back in, I ask him if he had said anything to me or if he had anything outside. He says no, tell him what happened. He had also known about what happened to me with the man telling me to check my phone. I was nervous for him to think I was crazy. Last night I was staying here while he was away at work, since he does work the night shift. I was here alone and gotten ready for bed. I dozed off and was woken up by what I thought was the cat jumping on the bed. I got up to check to see if somehow he followed me in here without me knowing. I turned the lights on, checked under the bed and all over, and no cat was found. Went back to sleep and felt something again. I was very confused and thought he might have just been hiding. I texted him and told him about this, and he said to check the closet. The cat was still nowhere to be found. Came home the next morning to tell me the cat was outside in the living room the whole night. At this point, I'm beginning to wonder if something has attached itself to me and is following me around. This is all too strange for me. Thanks for listening to my insane stories. I've just recently started listening to your podcasts. That's creepy.
And they're not insane stories. I always feel bad when people say, "You're going to think I'm weird," or "You're going to think I'm nuts." Mm-hmm. It does sound like something's following this individual. Yeah. Like wherever he or she is going, it sounds like something is trying to get the attention. And the whole thing to check your phone, that is really strange, because that's a very specific command. And the story would have been even crazier if, like, they would have looked at their phone and there had been a message from a loved one of an accident or something like that, you know, but just so strange.
Yeah, it's like it has purpose and directive. And then that's a weird thing to wonder about, if something's following you around. Have you ever wondered that, like, after any investigations or anything?
I've actually had something follow me, and so I'm very specific when I'm wrapping up investigations to make sure that I close all ties with anything that I may have communicated with. Mm-hmm. Because I think you can have something attached to you, and not necessarily a being or something, but energies can attach to you. Mm-hmm. And you know, in cartoons, it was always a dark cloud with rain coming down and lightning. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. You do have to be careful of that stuff.
How do you make a foolproof way of it not following you?
I don't know if you can. I think some of it's got to be intent.
Okay.
I think some of it's got to be you saying, "You know what? I'm done with this. You're not doing this to me anymore." If you have any religious beliefs at all, you kind of have to bring that into practice, I think, because it helps your own mindset with it.
Sure, with the
intent. You know, specifically, how do you make sure that this doesn't happen? I don't know if you can.
It's interesting. I always, I'm always a little paranoid after I've been to some place that, you know, that's knowingly to be haunted and, you know, fairly active. It was kind of interesting. This weekend, Harper and me, we did a little trip to Eureka Springs. And we did not stay at the Crescent, but we went over and did the ghost tour there. And actually, along the way, it was kind of funny. We stayed there for in the town for two nights. Both nights, we walked downtown and, you know, just went and found something to eat and hung out. Both days, we ran into people who knew who we were from the show and talked to them a little. And one of them was actually the somebody who worked at one of the hotels and then gave us a little tour of some of their Underground Railroad stuff there in Eureka Springs that they don't usually do tours to, but they just they wanted to show us, and that was pretty cool. And then we did the Crescent ghost tour as well, which was fun. But off of the ghost tours, we were in the little like town museum, if you will, and in the upstairs there's a crib that has a bunch of dolls in it. And we were looking around. We were the only ones in the museum, and it was only like 10 or 11 in the morning. And Harper goes, "Dad, that cat over there just moved." And there's this little cat doll, probably turn of the century, that was sitting in the thing. I'm like, "Well, that's interesting. I didn't see it move, but she claims it did." So I turned on the little Ovilus app I have on my phone. And we walk over to it. And I just said, "You know, if there's anyone here, can you tell me about the cat doll in this crib?" And you know what word comes up on the thing?
Oh God, what?
Card. And you know what's sitting right in the thing? The information card that talks all about what the cat is, the story is on the cat.
Shut up.
Yes. Because at first it's like card, like that. What is, oh shit, there's a card right there. Like I'm practically touching it. Where am I holding my phone? It's just like, read the fucking card.
So what goes on in your mind at that point? Because I know that you have beliefs and I know that you're skeptic as well. What do you think at that point?
You know, I think that was just being as concise as it could. I think there was something that was communicating there. I found a lot of interesting things with this one Ovilus type app that I have that I think I've had more things that do relate to what the question is at hand that makes sense when I've asked it at various places than have not. And I don't, it's not the ghost radar. It's a totally different one. And I did a little research on like what a lot of investigators actually do recommend if you're going to use an app for that. And I just went down that route. But I've been really kind of impressed. Like these make sense. It doesn't just seem like, you know, it's some random thing where you could, you know, pull it all together and make it make sense. There's been some very specific answers.
I saw some of your social media posts over the weekend. I was going to ask you about your weekend and find out how it went. Was the town itself, did it feel like it? There was energy there in general?
Yeah, the whole town has it.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of get that feeling just experiencing it through you. That's what I felt
there
like.
There are 60-some springs in that town. It's not just like one spring. And they're like I mean, you could throw a stone from the next one almost. I mean, because they're that close and they're kind of all over the place. And there's some that are more prominent than others. But I mean, the town has such an interesting history of just interesting characters that have come through there, as well as good people, but also a lot of scam artists that try to then take advantage of the people who have lived in that town over the years. And it's just crazy. I mean, you can go from like this building that was the Eber in the upstairs at the Crescent, and you can hear a great story about how it was one of the first women's colleges in the country and how, you know, kind of groundbreaking it was. And then at the bottom of the tour, you're literally standing in a morgue where they discovered that they had all these tons of hidden bodies from people that they didn't want to admit had died when it was not the college, obviously, when it was the hospital, the fake cancer hospital. So, I mean, there's just so much good, bad. It's such an interesting place. I don't know.
Sounds like a place I got to visit one day. Definitely.
You'd love it. It's neat. There's vibes of it. The way I describe it to Harper, it's like Mackinac Island meets Door County meets like Estes Park. It's like,
there you go. I love it.
It's like if all of those had a three-way and somehow created a city. That's Eureka Springs.
Hey, they should put that on the town seal. I think that really would bring in the crowds.
There you go. That's Eureka Springs, kids. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. You share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our next one. It says, this happened about 7 years ago, but it stays with me every time I walk down the road. We live in upstate New York in a little college town. Our house is on the outskirts of a town on a country road. The neighbors are far apart from each other, and after living here 10 years, I've met very few of them. There's a shed at the end of our driveway and a mailbox at the opposite side of the road. I do not remember what time of year it was, but it was a beautiful day. My boyfriend Peter suggested going for a bike ride. We had not been on bikes for about a year, so he went out to the garage to clean them off to make sure tires had air. He came back into the house and let me know the tire and my bike was flat and I needed to have it replaced. So I suggested, he go ahead and ride and I'll take the dog for a walk. The morning went on. I saw him in his bike pants and continued getting ready to go for a walk. I thought I heard him leave the house. It was dawdling and left the house about 15 minutes later. And going for a walk, I always passed the shed on my left and turned left at the end of the driveway. Our next door neighbor has donkeys in a huge barn. Our dog had a favorite spot where he liked to do his business. It was always directly in front of the barn. This day was no different. I looked further down the road to see if I could spot Peter, but he was nowhere in sight. So I turned to look back at the house, and to my surprise, I watched Peter walk from behind the shed, cross the street, and check the mailbox. I was surprised to see him and thought I must have been mistaken when I heard him leave. Now, Peter has a distinctive walk. He was dressed in the bicycle pants I had seen him in earlier. What was unusual was that he did not look my way as he was checking the mailbox. I was just far enough away that he'd not have heard me if I yelled, but very unlike him to not have looked down the street to see where I was. There's no other houses between where we were and the shed. I assumed he'd be coming up behind me on his bike in a couple of minutes, so I turned around to continue my walk and then jumped in fright as Peter was right in front of me on his bike. The hair on the back of my neck went up and I screamed, "What are you doing here? I just saw you at the mailbox." He looked at me like I was crazy. He had gone to the end of the road on his bike and was on his way back to the house. So I said he better check the mailbox because someone just took our mail. As I continued my walk, I was so shaken up, I called my daughter to tell her what had just happened. She looked it up online and told me I had seen a doppelganger. She told me to Google it when I got home. That's exactly what I did. The stories I read sounded exactly like what I had just experienced. Every time I go for a walk, I try to justify what I had seen. Was it a neighbor I had never met, although there are no other houses close to our house? Was it a different spot? No other spot on the road would make sense. It still raises the hair on the back of my neck. It does sound like a doppelganger.
Something shapeshifter, some sort of weird kind of... And you always wonder when you hear stories like that, what's the purpose of it? Mm-hmm. Like, was there a purpose why this particular instance took place? Was there mail that was taken to stop them from getting a message? You know, why did that particular thing have to happen that day in that way? It's just, it blows my mind. But you do hear stories about it all the time.
It makes me wonder with things like this, where it's the doppelganger that doesn't interact. It's just you notice it, you see it doing its thing, but there's no interaction there. Is something like that, this is where we talked earlier on other episodes about us haunting ourselves, where residual energy, is it just the residual energy of one doing something and you're just seeing it kind of replaying itself? Because I never understood this idea of residual energy. Well, why do you have to be dead for this residual energy to start showing up, you know, in another place? Wouldn't that energy already be there?
Right. Or was it some sort of weird time skip or something like that where you saw it after it happened?
Yeah.
But you actually did see it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I could imagine there's a mailbox that's being haunted by me somewhere, you know, where I've had many a times at the mailbox where it's like, you owe this much money. Like, oh, fuck yeah. You. You know, those suck. I could distinctly see that. But I mean, anytime you're going to have those moments, I mean, I used to think like, well, but it's a weird logic to be like, well, if you're dead, then it's residual. Well, why do you have to be dead for that to start happening? I mean, and if you are, and if it's residual, and you're not going to consciously, let me pick all the most traumatic times of my life and just relive them over and over. Like, no one's going to do that. So I would think that that could just be the implanted energy there. And I think a lot of times we're haunting ourselves very easily and have no idea.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. And which one do I want? I'm going to go with this call here. Stand by. Loading it. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hi, my name is Angela. I'm calling from Texas. I'm a somewhat new listener, but I wanted to call and share with you today. I have a story to share. It's not a ghost encounter, but it's more of a, I have these crazy vivid dreams that somehow work their way into real life, and I have one I'd like to share with you. So in in February of this year, my family lost a really strong matriarch of our family, if you will, our Aunt Grace, who was never blessed with children, however, absolutely loved and adored birthdays and loved to celebrate them and really cherished that with her nieces, nephews, and then all of her godchildren. But so she unfortunately was diagnosed with cancer in 2020, and she gracefully did, you know, pass on to the other side in February of this year of 2021. And, you know, it was very difficult. I have two nieces, Star and Baby J, I'll call them, Baby because she's somewhat of a baby, that were very close to her, almost kind of like an extra grandmother figure. You know, she would shower them with love and, you know, gifts and just so much of her time she really spent with them. So they had this really close bond, even though in reality she was my niece's great aunt, she was their great aunt. So in April, you know, fast forward to April of this year, it's Baby J's birthday. She's turning 3. And it's going to be a very simple event. However, it's a big event because we just all got vaccinated. We've finished our 2 weeks out from our second vaccination. So we're going to have a lot of family together. We were really excited. A lot like, you know, maybe 15, but the biggest that we've had in months. So anyhow, this is also the first celebration of a birthday without my Aunt Grace. So it was just kind of difficult leading up to it. But so my niece's birthday is going to be celebrated on a Sunday. On Thursday night, Friday morning, I have this dream, and I'm at work. I work retail. So I'm at work and I'm at the front of the store, toward the back of the store, like by the registers. I see this lady who looks like my aunt. And I was like, oh, wow, she looks so much like my aunt. And as she walks closer, I realize she is my aunt. And so when she gets I just am standing there shocked. She approaches me. She looks absolutely gorgeous. Her hair is done. Makeup is done. She's wearing a white top and black jeans. I see every color of her highlighted hair. Like, I see all of those things. And, you know, she started talking to me, and I was like, oh my gosh, Aunt Grace, you look absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. And so we're just chatting. And one of the things she said was, it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun on Saturday. And I was like, yeah, it's going to be simple, but we're really excited. And she said, I'll be there. And she smiled and she left the store. And so I wake up Friday morning and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I have this dream in my head. I can't wait to share with my sister. And before I can even call her, my sister called me to share with me that my niece, Star, she had to do this thing for her Holy Communion where she drew a picture of a celebration. And it was supposed to be in anticipation of her Holy Communion. But the celebration she drew was actually my aunt's funeral. And she had little things and they were just heartbreaking. Like she'll never be in pain anymore. And people crying and flowers everywhere. And it was just heartbreaking because when she was sharing that with me, I was like, man, she's really having a hard time with the loss of my aunt. Like, I'm having a hard time. Like, my niece is having an even harder time. And so at that point, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to talk to my niece. We're going to have to get together and be like, okay, I want to tell her this dream. And then let's figure out together, like, what sign is it that we're going to look for on that day that she's going to be there? What sign is it going to be? Is it going to be a cardinal? Is it going to be a butterfly? Is it going to be, you know, her favorite color is going to show up on the pick presents? Like, what is it going to be? And so on Sunday, I am thinking about doing this with her. Or no, on Saturday, I was going to call, but she actually spent the night at her other grandma. So I was like, okay, well, on Sunday, I will, you know, connect with her and we'll do it in the beginning. I'll get there early. We'll do it in the beginning so that we will have all day to look for it. So we get to my sister's house, and at this point, it's just myself and my son. And when I get there, we're literally the only car there. So we're, you know, the only ones there. I know that my sister's inside, but that's all I can see so far. So as we're walking up the driveway and we turn on the sidewalk to like go into her house, I asked my son, I said, do you think we're going to see a cardinal today? And he shrugged and he said, I don't know. And literally as the word no came out of his mouth, a cardinal went out of its way to swoop in front of us, like this dramatic swoop in front of us, and then landed on her next door neighbor's tree. Now this house is for sale. No one's living there. And my my father's also passed away. And my father's truck, they were let her park there because my mom can't have it at the house because it makes her too sad. So my sister keeps it. But for the party, the neighbor was like, oh, you can use my driveway. So they had parked the truck there. So anyhow, the cardinal swoops in and lands in the tree above my dad's truck. And I was just like shocked. You know, I held the arm of my son. I just start like tearing up. And I said, do you see that? Do you see that? And he was like, yes. And we were both speechless. And, you know, it took a moment to compose myself because I'm going in to celebrate. Right. And I was just like, wow, that was a sign for my aunt for sure. And, you know, I walked inside and I was like, hey, how's it going? And my sister came from the kitchen into the living room. And she was like, hey, did you just come in? And I said, no. And she goes, the strangest thing happened. She goes, it's just me and baby Jay. You know, her husband had gone to the store to get ice, and my niece Star is at her other grandma's. So it's just those two at the house. And she was like, the strangest thing just happened. She said, just like literally a few minutes ago or a few moments ago, I heard someone say hello, and it was a woman's voice, and I came around the corner of the kitchen into the living room, and no one was there, and I was like, no, that wasn't me, and I said, but you'll never guess what happened. So I told her what happened to me, and she was like, that happened just right now. I said, yes, literally just right now. So at the moment she's hearing hello is when I see the cardinal. And I know the cardinal's not my aunt. I know and understand that, like, the cardinal's a symbol, like maybe my aunt's spirit, you know, got the cardinal to move right in front of us. But it was just, I mean, like, we got chills. So now I can't wait to tell my niece. So maybe an hour later, I see my niece come, and, you know, in her grandma's car, and they park in the front of the house, and I'm like, oh, wow, it's taking them a long time to come in. So when she comes in, she like runs to me and she says, Aunt Angela, you'll never believe what I just saw. It's a miracle. And I said, what is it? And she said, when I was coming out of Abuelita, her grandma's car, Abuelita's car, I saw a cardinal, and the cardinal flew in front of me and landed in the tree above Papa's truck. And then I saw another cardinal, but this one was a female cardinal. She knows the difference. This one was a female cardinal. And she swooped in front of me and landed on the tree of a Papa's truck also. And I said, oh my gosh, I have a story to tell you. So I told her about my dream, and I told her about what happened to me and her mom. And we all three were just crying because, like, what are the odds of this happening? And, you know, I don't know, just some things that come to light from my dreams that I have. And this is one of them. But just one of the things that come to light where it kind of makes me think like, man, there is going to be something amazing after this life. And who knows what it is. And I know that they can't explain it to us, but this is just the beginning. Like, what's going to be in store for us in our next, you know, life or our next adventure. But anyhow, just wanted to share that with you guys. I hope that you have a wonderful day. Love the show. And I'm enjoying it. I hope.
Grace!
I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Thanks.
Passed away 30 years ago.
I had to.
She passed away 30 years ago.
Pull up that
EVP. What is that?
She passed away 30 years ago.
If you can name the movie, you win a free two-leg and thigh chicken dinner from Mom Pa's Grocery Express. Let's play.
Oh my gosh, it sounds so familiar.
Let's play it one more time. Here we go.
Grace, she passed away 30 years ago.
Christmas Vacation.
Grace. Yes, exactly. So when she talked about Grace passing away, I'm like, where have I heard that line before of like Grace passing away? I'm like, oh my God, Christmas Vacation. Yeah. So while that was going on, I was trying to find just the clip that I could grab to play right there at the end of the call. So there you go. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting with birds and the cardinals and the symbolism. And I love that. I think it's so neat. I think I'm kind of lucky here though, because I have like a family of cardinals that live behind my barn. So I don't know that I'm always getting like messages. I think it's just, I have an overpopulation of cardinals here.
More than likely. I think the fact that she's able to have, you know, premonition dreams of some sort and then have earthly events that kind of tie into them is very reassuring for her.
Yeah.
And I, you know, even with my sisters, like a lot of times they will be, my sister had something very similar happen to her. She was talking to my mom who has passed away while she was driving to work. And she's like, Mom, I need a sign. And what you think I should do? This job offer is here. What should I do? And as she's driving, a cardinal swoops in front of the car and that helped her make her decision. Whether that was my mom's spirit, I don't know. Yeah. But for some reason, that particular thing tends to allow us to, I guess, feel better about what might be beyond what we know as life right now.
Okay. What the hell do you make of this one? Because I've had a couple houses now and, you know, many a times opening and closing the doors at night. I have had this happen now in this house. Two times in the last year. I have no trees directly by my house. There's a tree line, but it's a good little distance off to the side. My yard doesn't really have any big trees or anything in it because it's a fairly new construction thing. And Christmas Day, open the door for like, you know, coming in and out. A bird gets into the house on Christmas Day. And I eventually get it in a net and I get it back outside safely. But it was just really kind of weird because I've never had a bird just swoop into the house like that. Then the other night, I think it was like Thursday night, me and Harper were walking out to the front yard to put some new Halloween decorations up because it's almost like we have a Halloween advent calendar every day. Let's add something new. Oh, my God, you got baby skulls. That's awesome. So we were doing that. And as we open the door, the bird flies into the house again. And I don't think it was the same one. I mean, we're talking many months later, but it's just like it was waiting for us so it could go in. Then on my security cameras over the next like 2 days, this is over the weekend. I have them all over the place and I keep going like, you know, the motion detector thing and then it starts recording. And I caught, and this is just what I've caught of what I looked back on, the bird is hovering in front of the security cameras and like knocking on the camera. The camera's like, the camera is not in a window or anything. Cause I could see like if this bird just like kind of had like this weird fascination with windows and was like, let me break in. The cameras are independent. They're just like, they're hanging on brick. So I don't know. It's weird. It's like this bird is like trying to get in the house. It's going directly to these cameras, which I never had a bird do this. I have on camera this bird like hovering in front of the camera and then kind of pecking at the camera. And then eventually going away. But it's so weird.
So I have two thoughts. Either A, the bird is seeing itself in the reflection of the plastic around the camera lens.
Yeah.
And, you know, or B, the more likely thing is you have a demon spirit in your house and it's pulling all this energy in. No, but I mean, isn't it? That's exactly, it reminds me of like one of the Amityville movies where they're in the house and the birds keep hitting the windows and dying and stuff like that. You've got something going on in your house.
That's what made me think. I wasn't thinking Amityville, but I thought, you know, why is this bird hovering here? It was dark out that day, but it's been showing up on the cameras in daylight. And here's a fun one for you too. I'll add this to the mix. So on Monday mornings, I usually just kind of go through a lot of like the backwards paperwork stuff that we have to do. And just like check out, you know, set stats and things on the shows. And I swear to God to you today, there was about two incidents in a row where the number 666 came up. 66.6 million downloads on one stat. And then there was another one in some other, I forget what the stat was, but it came across, it was like 34666.
And of course, you're going to pick that up immediately. Like, I would never notice that, but I know you. So you're going to see that. Yeah.
Well, the first one was obvious because it was like, it was just 6.66. So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. The other one you had to look for a little bit, but it was just like, I don't know. It was like two in a row.
Have you ever done any cleansing in your house at all?
No, other than like Clorox. Like I've never done the
I'm
saging.
Not talking about like
I know,
that.
And
you
I know
it.
I like saging. No, I've never done it. I've never done saging. I've never salts anything. No, I'm not opposed to it. I just have never done it.
I just think with everything, you know, the history of what I know, might be time to clean that bitch out.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I mean, and it's just, it's energy of the last year that kind of needs, you know, I guess.
Well, and who knows about the land that you're on? You're not too far from water, right? I mean, there's all that you have to kind of take into consideration. And you got the family of cardinals. Maybe they're not just a family of cardinals.
Well, and there's unmarked graves that are on it's not my property, you know, but it's like the property right behind me towards the river.
Okay. Do you see where I'm going with this?
You think it might have something to do?
You might just want to just do it just to make me feel better at night.
Next time I'm at the Whole Foods, I will eat. I guess I could dry my own sage too, couldn't I? But
you could. There's a specific sage that you should use.
Really?
I think it's a white sage.
And so it's not like you can't make it smell like Thanksgiving, like stovetop.
It's not the same, and unfortunately, because the white sage really stinks.
Ah, damn. Okay. Well, I know where to get some. I think they sell it at Whole Foods. So
yeah,
I will. I'll pick up one of those. I'll smudge the house. Do I have to like do anything while I'm smudging, or do I just walk around?
Yeah, you should probably look online for some stuff. Maybe I'll have a witch friend of mine send you some stuff or something. But
yeah, I mean, I imagine you're saying something through that, and yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm cool with that. I think, honest to God, I've been thinking that since early in the year. I came across my mind. I'm like, might not be a bad idea. I've just never done
it. Just for the heck of it. You know, my mom used to spring clean every year because it made her feel good. Same kind of thing. Just do it.
Yeah, I think I will. I'm going to get one of those things. And then next year, I'm going to start a farm that only grows white sage, and I'll start selling it on the internet.
Hey, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
It sounds like something I would do. You know, I mean, if I had time to like pick crops all day. No, maybe not. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person at EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get all the bonus episodes and more. Like I said, help keep us on the air. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.